The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen.
Today's daf is being studied. Le'ilu nishmat malat zekenatiyah fa'batzadav ve'ilu nishmat Avram ben Esther ruach Hashem t'nihal begen Aydin. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for us, Imam Moshe ben Dina ve ותן בן שולמית אין לה רפאר להם רפואת הנפש ופואת הגוף ואתם כנובה לבוא וכן ירסום ונאמר אמן ובגין תראה הסדף על סמכי עמוד ראשון we are 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the top גופה we learned above אמר רב קרן כעין שגנב תשלומי כפל ותשלומי 4 ו-5 כשעת העמדה בדין so the Gemara gives a very important rule in the name of רב When a person steals, so he has to pay back principal. Keren, so the keren, you pay back the principal at what price? Ke'en sheganav. That's at the time of the theft, whatever the item was worth, even though it might have gone down subsequently from the time that it was brought to Bet Din. You pay the price at the time of the theft. Now, tashlume kefil v'tashlume arba v'hamisha, when it comes to kefil, which means he's a ganav, he got caught, he has to pay penalty. It's called kefil. Or let's say he stole it and he slaughtered it or sold it. So, arba'a v'hamisha, or kefil, kish'at, amada bedin. That is a payment that is calculated at the time that he's brought to court. So there's a difference between principal payment at the time of the theft, penalty payment at the time of the judgment. That is the hiddush of Rav. Maitama de Rav. What's the reason of Rav? We need Pesukim to substantiate this. Amar Kera, because we have a pasuk that says Geneva v'Hayim. In one pasuk it says if a person steals something, and it also mentions if the item is Hayim, if the item is alive. So the Gemara's doresh these two words, Geneva Hayim. Amai ka'amar Rachmana Hayim b'Geneva. Why does the Torah have to go out of its way to say the word Hayim next to the word Geneva in the pasuk? So the Gemara says Achya lekeren ke'en sheganav. It's telling you, when you steal, ahayal kered, literally make the principal alive as it was at the time that you stole it. Ahayal kered literally means give life to the principal. Meaning, give life to the principal to the way it was at the time that you stole it. That is his dirasha. Ke'en sheganav. Comes Gemara and says, Amar Rav Sheshat. Rav Sheshat did not like what Rav said. Amina kinaim v'shachiv Rav. Amar dehashmata. Rav must have said this statement when he was sleeping. Because it doesn't make sense, because it's contradicting a braita. Detanya, because we have a braita that's against him. Kehusha v'shmina. Person stole an animal that was kehush, it was a lean animal. V'hishmina, and it became fattened. Mishalem, tashlume kefil, v'tashlume arba v'hamisha, ke'en sheganav. Oh, the tashlume kefil, and the tashlume arba v'hamisha is paid according to the time of the theft, meaning you pay lien. Oh, but you just told me that what? That tashlume kefil, arba v'hamisha, you pay at the time of the hamada bedin, the time of the judgment. So you're going against a Beferush Bright, and I want to point out to you, and this fourth points this out, that this whole Gemara is talking about where you're not paying back the actual object itself. If you have the actual object itself, you just give back the object. Okay, what it's worth. There it is. We're talking about where you're now, the object is not around anymore, so now you have to pay money. So the question is, how do you evaluate the lost, the stolen object at the time of the theft or the time of Amad Abedin? But this Bright that clearly is against Rav Amre, they say no. Mishum de Amale Ana Patimna Ve'at Shakalt. I fattened it, and you want to take the money for that? He stole it, he fed it, it cost the money. There we understand where he fed it, and it was out of pocket that the ganav spent. Okay, then you could pay according to the time of the theft. We're talking about a case with a market value. dropped. Nothing that he did. Just the price of the animal itself went down. But if a guy actually fed the animal, and he spent money to make it shemen, so then a different story. Then of course the ganav does not have to pay the higher price. Okay? Because he did it. Look at Rashi. Gemara says, look at Rashi. Umishum de amar le. Right, because you can tell him I fattened it, and you want to take that money. Aval shavta shavcha bedamim. But if the price just got better, meaning intrinsically the price went up, shehukru behemot b'shuk oshinet patema me'eleha, or let's say it became fattened by itself, meshalem kefil ki hashta. So then you pay the kefil according to the price that it is now. So there's a difference between where the ganav himself caused the price to go up where it happened naturally. Tashema, we have a braita. Shemina v'chisha. It was fat. The opposite case, right? It was a fat animal when he stole it. And then what happened? V'chisha. And it became lean. How did it become lean? The ganav was hitting it. And he was overworking it. Therefore, that was already, he was doing it by himself, right? He did it himself. V'shalem tashlume kefil v'tashma arba v'amisha ki'ain sheganav. Oh, again against enough. He has to pay the tashlume kefil according to the time of the theft. Meaning he has to pay the fattened price. What do you mean? You said kefil and arba v'amisha is paid according to the time of the judgment. Kabbalah says, nah, I had seen that also. Hatam nami mishum damlinam nehe. Mali katala kula, mali katala palga. Exactly, because the nizak, the one that got damaged, could say, what's the difference if you killed it totally? What's the difference if you killed it partially? Which means you agree that when you slaughtered it, let's say, so then you pay according to what the slaughtering pays according to what it is now, right? At the time of Hamada Bedin. So therefore, when the first time you take the stick and you start hitting it, that's sort of like you slaughtered it. What's the difference if you slaughtered it in totality or slaughtered it partially? And therefore, initially it was fat. When you banged it the first time, that's already you started to slaughter it. So therefore, pay me from that time already. Pay me from the time when it was fattened. Bishlama, when it happened by itself, let's say, and it went down. Oh, so then you started to slaughter it after it got already cheap. Okay, so pay the cheap price. Mashenkin, when you started to, you yourself started to slaughter, it was considered like an elongated slaughtering. By working it very hard, so you're basically slaughtering the animal in a slow way. So pay me from the beginning of the slaughtering. Beginning of the slaughtering, the animal was worth more money. Yeah, that's good what I'm saying. Look at Rashi. Mali katala palga hilkach ma'i sha'ata de'achesha atchalta le'tibiha. The time that he started to weaken it, that's already when the tibiha started. Therefore, no question against Rav. Rav will agree that you have to pay according to the earlier price. Now, ki kamar Rav. And when did Rav say his deen? Biyukra vizula. Who de kamar? He was talking about where the price fluctuated, where it went up. And it went down. It was expensive, and then it went down. So now the Gemara is going to ask, Hechi dame, what exactly is the case? Ilema de me'ikara shav yazuza. You'll tell me that what initially the animals were at azuz. Ulbesof shav yadalit zuze. And what at the end it went up in price to become four zuz. Keren ke'en sheganav. And you tell me that the keren is paid according to the time of the theft, meaning he'll pay one zuz. Nema pliga de Rav ad Rabba. That's the case. Then Rav is arguing on Rabba. Well, what did Rabba say? Dama Rabba hay man, this fellow. De gazal havita de hamra mehavre. He stole a barrel of wine from his friend. Meikara shavya zuza. Initially, the barrel of wine was worth one zuz. Ulbesof shavya dal zuz. And then later on, the price of wine went up to become four zuz. Tavra took the barrel, biyadayim, and he broke it. Yeah, this is the thief. Or shatya, or he actually drank it. Mishalem dalet. Oh, he has to pay four. So you see what? Right over here, you have a question. Because here it's saying that the guy stole a barrel of wine. It was worth one. It went up to four. When it was at four, he smashed it on the ground, he has to pay four. What do you mean? According to you, Rav, you said that the principal is paid according to the time of the theft. Chaura, Rabba's arguing on you. It's bar memela, but if it broke by itself, mishalem zuza, then he only has to pay one zuz. So let's read Rashi first to see exactly the analysis of this case of Rabba. Tabra. See Rashi Tabra. Rashi Rashi before Besof Shavi Adal B'Shasha Avda Min HaOlam. At the time that he broke the barrel went up to four. Tavra B'Yadayim. Or Shakya, or he actually drank it. Mishalem Dalet U'Mafkid Mefaresh Ta'ama. And the Gemara B'Metzi explains the logic of this case. Dechol Kama Di'ite B'Aineh. As long as the barrel of wine is still around, Birshuta Demara Kaima. It's considered still in the possession of the original owner. Da'ba'eh La'hadureh. Because he has to return it. So since he still has to return it, as long as the barrel is still around, we consider it the owner's. Oh, and therefore, why? When the price went up, so the price went up, not in the gazlan's reshut. I stole it when it was worth one.
The market price.
Right, the market price went up to four, but it went up in your reshut, and therefore all I have to do is pay you back from the time that I stole it. My stealing took place when? At the time when it was one. When am I considered a thief for the second time in this story? When I take the item and I break it. Which is, I stole it first, now I'm a Ganav. Ganav stage one. But still, I didn't do anything to it. I would have to return it back to the guy. So it's still considered his. Right? So therefore, okay, fine. So now, if it went up in that case, I would have to pay one. But I took it, biyadayim, and I smashed it. That's, I'm a Gazlan stage two. Now, so it's because you stole it at that point now. So since you broke it, biyadayim, you stole it at that point, you have to pay now what it is worth right now, which you have to pay for. Aval itbar memela, but if it broke memela by itself, amay mehayef le'ahi sha'ata de gezela, which means, why are you telling me if it broke memela that I have to pay sha'ata gezela, ve'ahi sha'ata zuzahu de shavya?
Exactly. Tavra v'shatya, breaking it b'yadayim, would be compared to the case of slaughtering it. Right? You're getting rid of the item. What did Rav teach me? Rav said, tabach u'machal, you pay according to the present value, what it is now. Whereas you see, tabach u'machal, which means abav hamisha, by that case over there, what did Rav say? Tabach u'machal pays according to what it is at the time of Ha'amada, Bedin. And over here, what are we saying? Over here, Rava is saying that if I broke it, right, I'm going to pay what? According to what it is?
Current value,
which means it was one, and it went up to four. So what's the contradiction according to Rashi? The question is as follows. We can compare a case of breaking a bottle of wine, biyadayim, to a case of slaughtering an animal. What did Rav say, l'gabe slaughtering an animal? The payment is as follows. The principal, because there's principal and there's penalty. Principal at the time of the theft. Oh, principal at the time of the theft, that means you're only going to pay one. But here Rabbi is saying that when you break a barrel of wine, the principal payment is calculated when? The time of the Hamad Abedin, the higher price. So l'chaura, if you're learning the one, the appreciation to four case, Rav is arguing on Rava. Clear, because Rava holds, when you break it, you pay according to what it is now. Whereas Rav holds, when you slaughter it, you pay the principal according to what it was, the cheaper price. So do we want to make a machloket between Rav and Rava? So the Gemara says, you're right. Amre, first white line. Kika Amar Rav, reverse the case. Kegon de meikara shavya dalid ulbesof shavya zuza. The case is the other way around, exactly. The price, not appreciated, but it depreciated. It was worth four at the time of the theft, and then it went down to one at the time of Ahmad Abidim. Keren keren shiganav. The keren, the principal, you have to pay at the time of the theft. At the time of the theft, what is it worth? Four. You got to pay four. Tishkume keren, tishkume arba v'hamisha. Kishat Ahmad Abedin. But when it comes to the Arba'a v'Hamisha, the kefil payment, the other payment of Arba'a v'Hamisha, that's already paid at the time of Ha'Ahmad Abedin. So comes the Gemara. So that is the case that we're learning.
Even when it went down.
So it says even when it went down, the principal is the higher payment. The kefil and the Arba'a v'Hamisha is the lower payment at the time of the depreciation. So comes the Gemara and says, Tani Rabbi Hanina L'Siyu'a L'Rav. We have a bright to support this situation.
Balabayit Shita'an Ta'anat Ganav Bepikadon.
So what did he do? He had a pikadon, collateral, he's watching for somebody, and he claimed Ganav. To'en Ta'anat Ganav. What's the case? Guy says, could I have my item back? Oh, I'm sorry, it got stolen. So what happens? Vinishba. And then what do? Well, he has to swear that it got stolen. He swore. Vehoda. And then he admitted that I swore falsely. Now, what's the normal thing in that case? Normal thing in that case is where a guy swears, after he swore falsely, and then he admits he swore falsely, he's got to do a lot of things there. He's got to pay back the principal, first of all, Kaden. Then he's got to add a homish, because of the swear that he swore falsely, and he's got to bring a korban asham. Here's a normal case. Continue to give it up. Ubau edim, witnesses showed up and testified, hey, that guy's a ganav. So you got everything in this case. You got his swearing, his lying, his confession, and you got witnesses. So the Gemara says, "Im ad shelo ba'u edim hoda." If he confessed before the witnesses showed up, v'shadem keren v'chomesh v'asham. Good, like we know the regular law of to'en ta'anat ganav, and then he was modeh. He does everything keren chomesh asham. V'im mishabau edim hoda. But if he admitted only after the witnesses came, v'shadem tashlume kefil. He's going to have to pay kefil. We understand that. Because bottom line, he didn't confess. The witnesses caught him that he was the ganav. He was trying to pay nothing with his testifying, with his statement. And now you have to pay kefil. The asham. Oh, interesting. But he still has to bring a korban asham because bottom line, he swore falsely. Mm-hmm. The kefil, I'm not going to get you on because the witnesses caught you. Masha'en came, but you swore. You got to have kapara for the swearing. So the Gemara says you got to pay, you got to bring korban asham for the swear that you swore falsely. V'chomsho ole lo b'chfelo. Devrei Rabbi Yaakov. But he doesn't have to pay the chomesh, because by paying the kefil covers the chomesh. Now, it sounds like the Gemara is going to say the kefil equals chomesh. So we're going to have to figure out mathematically a case where kefil can equal homage. That's what I say. You don't have to pay homage because by paying the kefil, kefil is the homage in this case. Look at the bottom Rashi, please. V'shalem kefil ve'asham ve'homesh. Homesh lebe'alimu. Ah, who gets homesh, by the way? When I swear falsely and the Torah says, and then I admit, I got to pay principal plus homesh, who gets that? The guy that I stole from. The penalty goes to the one that I was stolen from. Vehu shaka, vehu shara chomesh ba'alimu, vehu shakal. He took it. By getting kefil, he gets the chomesh. Ve'al kur'an kad Rabbi Yaakov b'sheshavin ke'ehad ha'chomesh ve'akefil kamayri. Oh, now she tells right away, we must be talking about a case where the kefil payment and the chomesh are equal in number. Di'ava kefila tfe me'chomshah, because if the kefil was more than the chomesh, lav chomshah haveh. Velo miftal le'ad mishalem chomesh. The chomesh kapara d'shvu'ahu. Which means, when the Torah says chomesh, it's got to be chomesh. If the kefil was more, so then that's not chomesh. The Torah specifically wanted you to pay chomesh for the shvu'ah. So what he says, when you pay the kefil, a kefil oleh lo lechomesho, we want to create a case, which the Torah is going to create it for us, where the kefil payment was exactly chomesh of the Gereva, and the therefore it's covered. We'll go back to this. The Gemara is going to give us two more shitot. Devrei Rabbi Yaakov, exactly. V'achemim omrim, the rabbis say, Berosho v'chamishito. They learn from a pasuk. The pasuk says over there that you have to pay Berosho v'chamishitav. You have to pay the principal and you have to add a fifth. So the rabbis learned it Asha like this. Mamon amishtalem berosh. When you pay mamon berosh, meaning principal, when you only have to pay principal, mosif homesh, then already you add a fifth. However, mamon she'en mishtalem berosh, but if you're not paying principal, for example, in a case where you got caught by witnesses, correct? You got caught by the witnesses, now you're paying kefil and mosif homesh. Okay, so how can you argue under Yaakov? Hakamim say you only pay chomesh when you pay principal, but once I'm paying kefil, there's no chomesh bichlal. It's not like the rabbis came along and said, no, your homish is in your is in the Perek. No, you're not obligated to homish at all.
Homish is
1.2. You do not have to pay it at all. There's no din homish, which is even, as she says, afidu lo shavin homsha v'kefela. Even if the homish and the kefil are not equal, it doesn't matter. Just pay the kefil and you're finished. Third cheetah. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Rashbi says, in homish ve'asham mishtalim b'mkom shiyesh kefil. He says, even a korban asham, you don't have to bring when there's a kefil payment. So it comes out this three shitot. Tana Kama holds. Everybody agrees. Toin tarat ganav. Nishba, Hoda. Everybody says Keren, Homesh, Hashem. No argument. Where's the argument? Toen Tanat Ganav v'Nishba. Witnesses came along and now caught him. Oh, so now Tanakama says, well, everybody says Kefir. That's not a question. Now you were caught. I did. Oh, so Tanakama says, not only do you got to bring Kefir, my friend, but you got to bring an Hashem. Hachemi come along and say, no. Hachemi come along and say, and what? And Rabbi Yaakov says, and your kefil payment, which is equal to the homish, that covers homish as well. Hachemi says, no, I'm sorry, there's no homish over here. There's no homish. Homish is only paid when you're paying principal. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai comes and says, not only is there no homish, there's not even a asham. Here's the question now. Katani mihat, partial quotation from his braita, humsho. The homish will be covered when he pays the kefil payment of Rabbi Yaakov. Give me the mathematics. Give me a case where the kefil payment is going to equal the homish. Were you telling me, well, you paid the homish already in the kefil, so therefore you're covered. What's the case? Oh. Ilema. Demeikara shavya dal rubesof shavya arba'a. Right? Maybe in February the price did not fluctuate at all. At the time that the guy got the collateral in his house, it was worth four. And at the time that he stole it, it was also worth four. Homsho olelo bekefelo. Is that so? Is the homesh equal the kefil? Kefela arba'a. Kefil is four. Right? Principal is four, and the kefil is going to be another four. Vehomsha zuza. But homesh is only going to be one zuz. Which is, we're learning the homesh on the outside. Right, without the principal, which means four. There's two ways to learn a homish, right? I can learn a fifth of the number four, or I add one to the four. Now it's five. So a fifth of that, hamishito, is one. There's different ways of calculating a homish. In any event, the Gemara's learning the homish of four would be one. So therefore, that cannot be the case, because if I'm paying four, what do you mean? Oh, the four covers homish. Right, four covers homish. Four is not equal to homish. We need a case where the kefil and the homish are equal. Comes Gemara and says, "Ilalav." Oh, you know what the case must be talking about? Demeikara shavya arba. Originally, the item was worth four. Ulbesof shavya zuza. The kefila zuza. The kefil we know goes according to what it is now. And what's the kefil worth? One zuz. V'chomsha zuzah. And the homesh is going to be paid according to the time of the theft. At the time of the theft, what was it? It was four. And what's a fifth of four according to the Gemara's calculation? One. Oh, so by giving the one for kefil, which is really equal to the homesh, you're killing two birds with one stone. V'chomsho ole lo b'kfilo. For the items. No. The kefil is one. No. Kefil means you pay back the item plus one. So the principal I pay back. I'm not talking about the principal now. Kiflo is how much? I got to pay another one. Whatever the principal is, I got to pay it again. So if I pay one, but that's exactly the equal amount of homish. Because the time of the theft there was four, and the homish of four is one. Oh, so therefore we have a case. So comes again. Look at Rashi, please. Rashi says, the kefila zuza, the homsha zuza. See that, Rashi? The homesh batal karnas shaymina. Very good. The homesh goes after the principal. A homesh is a principal payment, correct? Meaning it's calculated based on principal. And we know on principal you pay at the time of the theft. At the time of the theft it was four.
וקרן משלם קרן שגנב. אמרו, קרן יפה קרן שגנב, ונמצא קרן דלד, וחומשו מוסיף עליו בחוץ. אני אעשה אותו, יעד החומש from the outside, זוזה, so יעד another זוז, וכפלה זוזה, וכף כשאתה מדע בדין, ועיינו כרב. Beautiful. This is exactly like רב's דין, where the case was four, and it depreciated. So you see the mathematics work over here, very good. The e love keren keren sheganav lo avi zuzah chomesh, right? If you're not going to go keren keren sheganav, so the kefil, the chomesh is not going to equal a kefil. The e kefil keren sheganav havi dalet. And if you're going to say that the kefil is according to the time of the stealing, the kefil is going to be dalet. That's like with the chomesh. The only way you can make this case that kefil and chomesh are equal is to judge keren at the time of the theft and kefil at the time of the Hamad Abedin. So we brought a proof to Rav from the right. Alma, and here it is. Keren keren sheganav. Tashlumei kefil tashlumei arba v'chamisha. Keshat Hamad Abedin. So we brought a braita in support of Rav. Amar Rabba. Rabba comes along and says, Le'olam demeikara shavi arba v'ashtarami shavi arba. No. I can tell you the case over here was talking about. It was four, and it remained four. It doesn't work out for us then. Because our question was, if it's four kefil is four, and chomesh is one, and you said the kefil has to be olelo be'chomsho, chomsho olelo be'kefilo, u'dekakasha, kefila dalid, v'chomshe zuzah. Oh, you can answer that question. Akhavim ha'askinan, kogon, shenishba, v'chazar, v'nishba, arba, pe'amim. והודה, התורה אמרה, וחמישיתיו, התורה הרבתה חמישיות הרבה בקרן אחת. What is the case over here? Kefil is four. No problem with that. Because the item is four, stayed four. So no matter when you're going to calculate kefil, kefil is always going to be four. Okay. But how could you give me a case that חמישית is going to be, the chomesh is going to be four also. Chaura chomesh is one. Oh, so Rabbah creates a case. You know what the case is, Rabbah? The guy swore, I stole the item. No. He swore, I didn't steal the item. To'en ta'anat ganav. Sorry, the item got stolen. You willing to swear? I swear the item got stolen. All of a sudden, what does he say? Mechila. I did it. It was me. It was you? Oh, yeah, you got to pay chamishit. How much is chamishit? One. Okay, good. Says, you know what? Really, the item got stolen. Hey, you want to swear? I swear the item got stolen. Oh, you know, mechila, it was me. Oh, you got to pay another chamishit, by the way. Now you have two. And you did it a third time, and you did it a fourth time. So therefore, the chiddush of the Torah is v'chamishitav. That I don't care, you can pay a lot of chamishits. Every time you're willing to swear, and then again, you know, go back on your word and be modeh, you got to pay a penalty. So Rabbah says, you have no proof for Rav, really. We want to learn the proof is obvious. It was four, and then it went down to one. Oh, beautiful. If the case is like that, everything makes sense. One is the amount of kefil. Because kefil, you go according to what it is now. Keren, you go according to what it is at the time of the theft, and therefore the hamishit is based on that calculation, which is going to be one. Oh, so when you pay the one, kefil, chomsho, olelo bekefilo. Beautiful. Rav is correct. Abbas says, no. I'll give you a case, it was four, and it remained four. If that's the case, how in the world can a kefil of four equal hamishit? In a case where the guy swore four times. And he was more there four times. And therefore the hadush of the Torah is what? You got to pay for each time he swore falsely. So comes the Gemara and says... Now we need sources. Amal Bor, we learned above. והחמים אומרים בראשו וחמישיתו. Let's just get the פסוקים of it. It says בראשו וחמישיתו. How do the rabbis learn of it? When you're paying ראשו, when you're paying קרן, that's when you pay חומש. But when you're paying כפל, there's no חומש. גמרא, ממון המשתלם בראש, that's קרן payment, it's ראש. When you pay קרן, מוסיף חומש. ממון שאין משתלם בראש, אין מוסיף חומש. אבל אשם מייטי. But according to החכמים, they agree that you're storing אשם. They only argued on the obligation of Chomesh. Again, what's the case? To enter not ganav. He got caught. Witnesses caught him. He swore. Torah like he swore. Witnesses caught him. What does Hachamim hold? Hachamim hold, well, you got to pay kefir, no chomish, but yeah, Hashem. So Gemara says, Maishena chomish to lo mishalem. What's the reason why you don't pay chomish? Dichtiv berosho v'chamishito. Hashem name lo mishalem. That ketiv berosho v'chamishito v'et Hashemo. The next, the word is what? V'et Hashemo. The chavra, Hashem is also telling you only when you pay. Kerem. So just like you said, chomish is only when there's kerem. So Hashem should also be with kerem. What's the difference between Hashem and chomish? How do they go together? Aman chara banan, et paske kera. Because the pasuk says, ve et Hashemo. It just could have said, ve Hashemo. The et separates. That the Hashem rule doesn't follow the chomish rule. Ve et Hashemo. The et is mafsik. No? No, no. Maybe when you swear, that's why you bring Hashem, right? That's what you're saying. Hakamim say, so you're bringing that, you just don't bring Chomesh. That was the Gemara's question. Chomesh you're not bringing because you're saying only when you pay principal, there's no Chomesh. I'm sorry, only when you pay principal, there is Chomesh. And when you pay Kefil, there's no Chomesh. So for the same logic, you should say, because the principal says Hashem, only when you pay principal, there's an Hashem. And when there's no principal, Kefil, you know Hashem. That's your logic. No. Because the pasuk says ve'et Hashemo, meaning there's a chomesh law, separate ve'et, separate Hashemo. Hashem is always. So Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Oh, but Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was the shita that said you never bring an Hashem. You only bring an Hashem when there's kerem. Once there's kefir, there's no Hashem. What does he do with the word ve'et? Doesn't it separate? So he says ve'et arbekera, the vav of ve'et combines them. Vav is like a Mosif. So therefore combines them, that means what? Right, which means you only bring in Hashem when there's Chomesh. And when is the Chomesh? When there's Rosho, when there's Keren. But if there's no Keren, everything flow goes together. There's not going to be Chomesh as well as Hashem. Arbe Kera. It's all one pot, it's all one mix. Which means when a person is Modeh, then you pay Keren, Chomesh, Hashem. However, when you're not Modeh, when the Edim catch you, no, that's it. No Chomesh, no Hashem. Ve'et, the Vav is combined, everything works together. Either all or nothing. Wow. That's just me. Over Rabbanan, Amri Lecha. What did the rabbis do with the Vav? Lecha'orah, the rabbi said, Ve'et separates the Dini. What do you mean? But the Vav, Lecha'orah, puts them all together. They should work together. Chomesh and Hashem should work together. The Vav. You know what? The Torah would not have to write not a vav and not a et. Don't write any. Don't write the word bechlal. And what would I have said? I would have said combine them. I would have said that it all goes together. Vashamo. Once already the pasuk wrote the word ve'et, which you didn't have to write it at all. Already it's mafsik. The Rabbanan said the whole word is extra. Don't write the word bechlal. And I'll say that what? Chomesh, Hashem, they all work as a package. Once already you wrote the word ve'et, finished, that's already mafsik. Again, get clarity. What does mafsik mean? That Chomesh and Hashem do not work together. Even in a place where I'm not going to pay Chomesh, I will still have to bring in Hashem. For example, in the case over where my kefil and Chomesh, they're covered. Right? In the case where I was trying to not get up. I swore. Okay? What happened? Witnesses showed up and said what? Witnesses showed up. Yeah, good. Witnesses showed up and said what? We saw you do it. So I got to pay kefil. No chomesh, because chomesh only goes with kerin. But what? Ve'et mafsik? Ben Hashem you're going to bring. Last line. Ve'ribi shalomen yohaya malecha et lo sagya.
Work.
Right, the law katav la'afsuke ben mamon gavoa le mamon edyot, which means you had to write it. The Bishra says that the word it had to be written because you have to separate between regular money and God's money. Meaning, regular money is chomesh. That goes to the guy. Hashem is. So don't tell me you could have just mixed it all without writing.
It you had to write to make a separation, just out of kavod, between there's a money that's mamon hulin, and then there's money that's mamon gavoa. So once you had to write the word it, by writing the word vav, the vav now
makes hilkach atavav arbe kera.
And therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon Yahai, if it's the vav is now mixing there, not only this, but this also, so therefore he learns everything goes together. When there's keren, there's Chomesh and there's Hashem. Oh, one package. When there's no Keren, there's no Chomesh and there's no Hashem as well. So that's the three-way machlokah. Let's just review the three-way machlokah of Yaakov, Hakamim, and Yishlom, and Yochai. Everybody holds again. Toen, Tanat, Kanav, Nishba, Vehoda, Keren, Chomesh, Hashem. No argument. Nishba, Edim came along. Shitat Rabbi Yaakov, Kefil, everybody holds Kefil. Leave that. Kefil, everybody holds. You got caught. Oh, he holds also, and in this case over here, the Kefil payment, which is equal to the Chomesh, like we created the case, that's covered. And also, you got to bring in Hashem because of the Shivuah. Comes Hakimim and say, no. Hashem, I agree with you. You're going to bring, but you don't have to give this Chomesh. Even if the Kefil does not equal the Chomesh, you're off of Chomesh. Oh, why is Hashem separate? Because it says ve'et. Ve'et Hashemo, meaning Hashem has different, and even when you're not paying Keren, you can still pay Hashem. According to the Bishop Mom in your high, he says, no, ve'et. Ve'et arve kera. Ve'et, everything's equal. That means what? When there's Keren, there's Chomesh, there's Hashem. When there's no Keren, there's not Chomesh, and there's no Hashem as well.